Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship.
Gotta be where you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is that anybody's cry on today? God, I want to be where you are. Amen. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are, Lord. Joy is where you are. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. No matter what's going on all around us, we continue to give God praise. Because he is worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Pastor Anthony and I are here, and we welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who press your way out every single Tuesday to be a part of this prayer line. Amen. Hallelujah. God certainly meets us and answers our prayers. There's so many testimonies that go forth from this place, and we're so glad to be vessels and instruments of God's glory and his manifestation of answered prayers in your lives. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to go into the word, and then we're going to begin to pray. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Amen. We're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. And let's look at verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6. It says, when they entered, he looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to, from this scripture, encourage you on today, hallelujah, to give God your heart. Give God your heart. I often tell people, if you give God everything, he'll give you everything. And the main thing that God wants from you and the main thing that God wants from me is our heart. He wants our heart. He called David a man after his own heart. David was called a man after God's own heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, it goes on and it talks about all of the sons of Jesse that had been invited to come to the feast, and all of them passed before the prophet, passed before the priest Samuel. And as they passed before the man of God, God said, no, I have not chosen this one either. Nope, I haven't chosen this one. Nope, I haven't chosen this one. All seven of his sons, of Jesse's sons, passed before Samuel, and God said no. God said no. And then Samuel said, do you have another son? Do you have another? Is there yet another one? And Jesse said, yeah, there's David. But David is out there with the sheep. He's out there in the back with the sheep. And Samuel said, well, we're not leaving until he comes. And they waited. They said, go fetch him. And they waited until David came in. And David came in from the field with the sheep. He was ready. He didn't look like much. because he hadn't cleaned up like the brothers had had time to prepare to come before the man of God. But immediately God spoke and said, anoint him, my God. And when he went to pour the oil, the Bible says that the oil flowed, amen, so that Samuel was able to anoint David, amen. And God is saying tonight, he says, I want to see your heart. I want to see what's in your heart. So many times we have to know that people are judging us according to what they see on the outside. But God is judging us according to what he sees on the inside. My God, nobody knows your heart. People can talk about you. They can point fingers at you. They could call you names. They could judge you. They could count you out. My God, but they don't know your heart. They don't know who you really are, my God, but God knows who you are. God knows your heart. Not only does God know who you are, and not only does God know your heart, but God knows the plans he has for you. He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. My God, my God, I'm here to tell you that God is up to something on your behalf. God is up to something in your life. God is sending some people, my God, who are ready, Father God, God is sending some people who are looking for you in order for God's plan to be made manifest in your life. My God, there's a divine connection that's taking place in your life right now so that God's divine plan can come to fruition in your life. Amen. It's not by chance that you're meeting the people that you're meeting. It's not by chance that you've been rejected by the people that you've been rejected by. It's not by chance that you seem to not fit in anywhere. But God is orchestrating things to put you into position for your blessing. My God, somebody needs to hear God on today. God says, I know the heart. I know the heart of David, my God, because David was rejected. David was counted out. David was talked about. David was ostracized. David was not even invited to come to the party, my God. Rejected by his own father, ridiculed by his own brothers. But God said, I'm going to reward you. My God, he was rejected by his father, ridiculed by his brothers, but rewarded by God. My God, hallelujah. So God is looking on your heart. He's looking on the heart condition. We can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool God none of the time. Amen. God knows what's in your heart. And God is saying, I want you to give me your heart. He says, I can use you when you have a broken and a contrite spirit. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if you know what it feels like to be broken. Oh, but I know what it feels like to be broken. I've been broken many times in my life. You know, just when God has healed me and I'm doing fine for a few years, here comes something else to break me down again. And I believe that God allows us to be broken because he does not want us to be puffed up with pride. I believe that God allows us to be broken because he does not want us to feel like we can do life without him. I believe that God allows us to be broken because he does not want us to get too far from him so that we will become disconnected from the plan of God for our lives. God allows us, just like the sheep that wanders off, my God, the shepherd has to go back and get that sheep. And sometimes they used to say, I don't know if this is true, but they say the shepherd will break the sheep's leg sometimes if the sheep keeps wandering off. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I don't want God to have to break me, my God. I don't want him to have to break my leg. I don't want him to have to allow me to go through anything excruciating, my God, in order for me to line up with his will. So this brokenness that I have gone through in my life has allowed me to say, you know what, God, not my will, but let your will be done. Jesus was broken, my God, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, my God. He was in the place of extreme pressure, my God. He was in the place where it was do or die. My God, he was going to do and die. He was getting ready to die for our sins. My God, and Jesus got to the point where he says, Father, my God, if you be willing, take this cup from me. Take it from me. He prayed three times, blood, sweat, and tears. My God. I believe that's where that term came from, Pastor, blood, sweat, and tears, because Jesus released all three right there in the garden. My God, as he prayed, his body was just going through all kinds of changes. They said that the blood even came out through his sweat pores. My God. That's how much pain that he was in internally. Internally, my God, emotional brokenness, my God. And he said, God, these people are going to they're not going to love me. They're going to reject me. They're not going to be grateful. Whoa, my God, for the sacrifice. But God, not my will, Father, but let your will be done. Hallelujah. And Jesus relinquished his will to the Father. That's what God is saying to us on tonight. Give me your heart and relinquish your will to me, my God. Give me your heart and relinquish your will to me. God wants to use us. I always say, God, I surrender all to you. Use me for your glory. Anoint me with power from on high. But we got to know that anointing is going to take some breaking. Myra, we got to break down from our way, our plan, our desires, our habits, our addictions, our bad attitudes sometimes, our selfish ways. We got to break it down, break it all down. We got to break it down. We got to break it down and humble ourselves. See, this is a word that's not used often, you know, especially in the church, because people get mad and they'll walk out the church in a minute. They, you know, you start getting on people's cases and telling people about themselves and trying to get people to go God's way instead of their way. You know, that spirit of offense will rise up. But God says we can't be easily offended. We can't be easily offended. We have to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. We got to humble ourselves. Listen, if we don't humble ourselves, God will humble us. If we don't do it, God's going to do it. And the Bible says it's a horrible thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty God. So I'll let God humble me quick, fast, and in a hurry, because I have been to that place where I didn't want to bend, where I didn't want to yield, where it had to be my way or no way. I had a T-shirt, and the T-shirt said, I'm easy to please as long as I have my way. You remember that T-shirt when we first met? 20 years ago, I don't have that T-shirt anymore. 20 years ago, that was my shirt. I'm easy to please as long as I have my way. And now I'm just this big old marshmallow, amen, with this big old bleeding heart that's so wanting to please other people, because God flipped that thing, amen, for his glory, amen. So God wants us to give us his heart. And then God wants me to tell you, even as we begin to pray, God wants me to tell you that he's chosen you, that God has chosen you, my God, for such a time as this. God has chosen you. He wants to show off through you, my God. God wants to show himself off through you. Favor is coming to your house. Blessings are coming to your house, my God. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to show off on your behalf. Somebody needs to grab that. If I were you, I'm going to write it down for myself, because I have this book, Man Problems, that I'm about to release. I need to write it down for myself. God is about to show off on my behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. Favor is visiting my house. Amen. Blessings are visiting my house. Amen. Somebody needs to write that down and put it on, like we said last week, put it on the mirror in your bathroom. Put it on the refrigerator. Amen. Write it down, because the devil has been on your path trying to make you think that there's no good thing that God's going to do for you. But that's contrary to the word of God. God, because God says that the there's no good thing that he will withhold from you, my God. So that's the oil flowing. God's oil is flowing in your life. The anointed oil is flowing over your life. Even as you go through these pressure times, as you go through these pressure moments, as your family is going through different trials and tribulations, as God is breaking you and making you, as you are on the potter's wheel, being molded and shaped into a vessel fit for the master's use, God is saying, I'm pouring out the oil. As you're being pressed in your own personal garden, in your own personal garden of Gethsemane, God says, I am releasing the oil, my God, of the anointing that destroys yokes. I am releasing the oil of the anointing that equips and empowers. I am releasing the oil of the anointing that manifests miracles. Oh, I felt that one. I almost fell off of my chair right here. My God, God's releasing that oil of the anointing that manifests miracles. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise God today. We praise you today, God. Hallelujah. That we give you our heart, God. And we thank you for the breaking and we thank you for the release of the oil of the anointing. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For favor and blessings coming to our house, to our homes, oh God. Lord, we just praise you and we worship you on today, on tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, God wants you. Your heart. God wants your heart. So many things that will happen in life to try to give you a hard heart, try to make your heart hard. There are things that will come to try to break your heart. There are things that come to try to make your heart tremble in fear. But if you give God your heart, none of these things will matter. None of these things will touch you. None of these things will hurt you, my God. And you'll be able to bounce back from every single setback that will try to come your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. So why don't you give God your heart for real? Amen. Give God your heart. Give you God your heart today. Amen. Even as we begin to pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor, glory be to God. We thank God for that word on today. Man judges the outward, but God judges the heart. We're going to pray. We see those hands raised. We're going to open up the phone lines momentarily. The word declares, Pastor, you're so right. Guard our heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life.
Yeah.
And as you said, that there's so many things that can agitate us and irritate us, whether it's on a job or whether it's personal. And the enemy is after our heart.
Yes.
If we get bitter and angry and ungrateful and thankful, God is not pleased. So you said God looks at our heart.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm going. Joshua said, as for me and my house,
yes,
I'm going to serve the Lord. That's my declaration.
Jesus.
We're going to open up these phone lines. Glory be to God, because we're going to pray and we're going to believe God tonight, because maybe, amen, maybe someone is troubled in their heart on tonight. Maybe
yes.
Someone, amen, have lost their cool, have gotten to their wits' end, and we're going to pray. We're binding up that spirit that's trying to get people off kill and off the, you know, David was overlooked.
Yeah.
But he did not get bitter.
Yes.
So let us pray. Come on, Pastor, open up the phone lines. We're going to flow a little differently tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Take this first caller. Be patient with us tonight. We see several hands raised, and we are going to get to every caller tonight. What is that first area code, Pastor?
908 and then
a 9. Area code 908, you're on the air. God bless you.
Good evening. Praise God. This is Cece. I just wanted to ask for a continued prayer for God to have favor in a situation that I have before me. I am believing that everything is going to turn out just fine, but I know prayer is definitely needed.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to lift that up before
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
And we do agree with that. Amen. All things, hallelujah, are in the hand of Almighty God. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He said he determines, amen, the end at the beginning. And we're going to pray and believe God with you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter tonight, God. She's standing in the need of prayer, and right now we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation that she's facing. God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that she's calling upon glory. She's calling upon heaven. She's calling on the name of Jesus to intervene. And right now, cover her family, cover her mindset, cover those who she loved, God, those who she care about, those, God, in the name of Jesus, who she's covering, in the name of Jesus. CC household, we thank you for the entire family, God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody through the bloodline, glory be to God. May the hand of God be on every member in the mighty Kura Oshata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, make a way. We thank you for your blessing. May your hand reach down from glory and touch every situation. Manifestation of miracles right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessings and breakthrough right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. A double blessing. I felt that right there. A double portion. In the name of Jesus. Because God, you said, hallelujah, they that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just touch and agree with our sister tonight that, God, you will do the impossible, that, God, you will make a way where there seems to be no way, that, God, blessings and grace and mercy are new every morning, every time she open up her eyes, every time she see a new sunrise, every time you give her a new day, hallelujah, she thank you, and we praise God with her in the name of Jesus, because your mercies are new every morning. Yesterday ended last night. Today is the rest of the first day of the rest of her life. So, God, we are praying right now, tonight, that your will be done.
Yes, God.
That your angels are watching over her.
Yes, Lord.
I felt the Holy Ghost right there, that your angels are watching over her as she go to and fro in the name of Jesus. Now, God, encourage your heart. Minister to her mind. Give her sweet slumber tonight. We thank you for, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, peace.
Yes, God.
She has power from on high.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And God, you say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
My God, my God. My
so we pray and we believe you tonight that it is well. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We believe God. Amen. And we thank God for you tonight.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just pray for, as Pastor was praying, Father God, I heard the word eraser, eraser, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for an eraser miracle, oh God. Hallelujah, that you will wipe, Father God, every slate clean in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for miracles, Father God. We thank you for miraculous breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do above and beyond what CC can think, ask, or imagine. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. CC, we're believing God for miracles. We're believing God for above and beyond. We're not just, we're believing God for above and beyond, for favor to be released, my God, bountifully. We're believing God for favor to be released bountifully on your behalf. God has done it before, and he'll do it again. And we just thank God that we're praying for you to be a partaker, my God, that you will come back to this prayer line and say, you know what? God did it above and beyond what I could think, ask, or imagine. And that's what we're praying for you. And that's what we're believing God for with you in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. So may the Lord continue to strengthen you and keep you through the week. God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Wow. God bless you.
Wow.
We thank God for her tonight.
Yes, amen.
His grace is sufficient in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Take another caller, Pastor.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The grace of God is sufficient. We're taking another 908 area code. God bless you this evening.
Hi, I just wanted to ask for prayer in reference to my anxiety.
Amen. To God be the glory.
What is your name?
First name Ruby.
You want to get? I'm sorry.
First name Ruby.
Ruby?
Roby.
Yes.
Roby. Roby. Well, Father God, we just praise you and we magnify your name on tonight, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we pray for our sister Roby on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for your daughter, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. And Lord, right now we lift her up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, pertaining to anxiety, oh God. Lord, we break it off of her right now. I speak peace over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for clothing my dear sister, oh God, with your love, clothing her with your power, clothing her, Father God, with that soundness of mind that says, I have nothing, I will not be anxious, oh God. So, Lord, we come to you. You said, don't be anxious for anything, oh God, but that we should come to you, oh God, hallelujah, with our prayers, our petitions, oh God, and you will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, I ask for that peace, oh God, to be released to my sister right now, God. Lord, touch her, oh God. Whatever it is that's trying to cause anxiety in her, oh God. Lord, we pray for that situation. Oh, yeah. We pray for that situation right now, God. And those situations that she's facing, oh God. And those situations that she's dealing with right now, God. Even pertaining to her family, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For even blessing her family, God, blessing her finances, God, in the name of Jesus, bless her, Father God, in the workplace, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail, so we speak, peace be still, my God, to every situation, to every storm, peace be still, we bind up the hand of Satan, and we release your magnificent peace over her life, God, that she shall not walk, Father God, and anxiety, but God, that she will walk knowing that she can trust in you, that you have a great plan for her life, God, that you're going to release that plan in her life, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you for our dear sister, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for this new thing that you're doing, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that she won't be afraid of what's coming, oh, God, hallelujah, but let her embrace it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her embrace the new thing, oh God, while she turns her back on some of the old things that have been trying to cause her stress, trying to cause her pain, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for helping with this. We cast out anxiety. My God, we cast it out. We bind up that spirit of anxiety right now in Jesus' mighty name, and we release your peace, oh God, over her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see some changes taking place in your life. There's some changes taking place in your life, and even drawing closer. You know, that God is drawing you closer to him. Hallelujah. And there's some shaking going on that is causing this uncertainty as to what to do next and where to go and what's really going on. And God says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me. God is saying, trust me. Trust me. God is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to let you have to go through any more than you can handle. But God says, trust me in this. I got you. I have you. I led you to this place. I led you to this prayer line. I'm leading you to people that know me. I'm leading you to that place, and I just need you to trust me. Hallelujah. God says, I have you. I see you concerned about some family members. God says, trust me. trust me in this. He said, I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. You know me, and you know that you can trust me. Amen?
God bless. Are you still with us?
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Just one more thing before we let you go. The Lord, even as Pastor was praying with you and praying for you, I heard God tell me to tell you to read the account of what Pastor referred to, found in Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35. Mark 4:35. Read it before you go to bed tonight, about Jesus on the boat with his disciples, and it was a storm. But watch the response of Jesus and his disciples, and God's going to give you peace. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have another caller. I just hear God saying, peace be still over this prayer line. Peace be still. Amen. God says, my peace, Jesus said, my peace, I give you my peace. I leave with you. Peace be still. God is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. And there is no weapon. I know there's some people, I feel this thing in my spirit, that there's some people on this prayer line and you're facing some dire circumstances and you're going through some things. And God is saying, peace be still. He says, let not your heart be troubled because I have things under control. Give me your heart and just trust in me like never before. And another thing, God says, pray and ask me a specific. God is saying, listen, this is for somebody tonight. God is saying, I need you. This is for everybody tonight because I believe we all have something that before we go to bed tonight, we need to give to God. God says, I need you to come to me and specifically as you lay in your bed tonight, before you close your eyes and go to sleep, I need you to say, God, I need you to take away and then fill in the blank. Say, I need you to take this away, whether it's fear or whether it's a problem that you're facing on the job or whether it's a financial situation or some problems in your marriage or problems with your children. Say, God, I need you to take this away. I need you to annihilate the enemy's plan. Amen. Hallelujah. And I touch and agree with you in advance that God will take it away and he will annihilate the enemy's plan in your life, in that situation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Pastor, before you take that next call, I in the spirit realm, I see turbulence. You know, like when you're on a plane, the plane is not going to fall out of the sky, but as you go through certain pockets of wind, there's turbulence and there's a rockiness. And I'm sensing that there's some people on the line tonight are going through some turbulence, just a little shakiness. But the enemy's trying to stir up fear. But the devil is a liar because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and of a sound mind. And the opposite of fear is what? Faith. So we got to stir up our faith, and that's what you were saying tonight. When our heart is right toward God, because now we're trusting God. Our heart is toward God. Our attention is toward God. Our mindset is toward God because our heart is toward heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you open up the line with. When we get our heart toward glory,
God
downloads a peace to us.
Yes, he does.
That turbulence must disappear.
Yes.
And we're on solid ground once again.
Yes.
Because the enemy has a way of trying to shake things up in our lives, but the devil is a liar. And we're going to fight that spirit of fear with faith on tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But as we go on a plane and there's turbulence, it's not going to fall out of the sky, but it gets scary. But God says your plane is going to be smooth tonight, people of God.
Right. And the plane is going to land, and you will come to a place of safety.
Jesus.
My God, a safe landing, a smooth landing.
Glory be to God.
The plane will land, and you will be safe. You will come to a place of safety. You will arrive at your destination.
Come on.
untouched.
Unscathed.
You're going through the fire, but you're coming out.
Amen.
And you're not even going to smell like fire
when you come out
on the other side.
Man, you're talking right.
Oh, my God.
You know, the last time we went to Florida, the pilot landed the plane so softly, we didn't know we were on the ground. Remember that?
That's what he did.
It was like our sofa. This pilot was so gifted. And he sat that plane on the runway like it was just a helicopter.
Jesus.
And that's how the people of God are coming to such a smooth landing on tonight, because we're walking by faith and not by sight.
And because we have the greatest pilot.
Amen.
Who is the most awesome pilot that you could have flying your plane?
King Jesus.
There's nobody like King Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. We better take another call.
We're taking another caller.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This prayer line is on fire tonight. What's this next caller?
678.
678. God bless you tonight.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whose angels scream days and sleep while shepherds watch our keep? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, a babe, the Son of Mary. What lies in his such mean as they were ox and donkeys are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinner here, the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through the cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the word made fresh, the babe, the Son of Mary. Thank you for those words, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I just want to say that my heart is and will belong to the Lord, because I have learned how to open up to him. And whenever I feel any trial or tribulation coming on, I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. And I just say, here, Lord, I handed it to you. You take care of it. And you know, I am so at peace, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, with everything that has happened to me. I am at peace because my heart belongs to the Lord. And I just want to tell everybody on this prayer line that it's Christmas time, it's Christmas season. It's not all about gifts, how many gifts you buy or whatever. He was born. And we should just, you know, give him thanks for being here. Without him, we're nothing. Without him, we're nothing. Carmen, my cousin Carmen, is not on the prayer line. And she wasn't able to make it, and she wants you to pray for her uncle that's back in the hospital. I think his name is Ephraim. And I also want you to pray for one friend of mine that just told me that she has surgeries in both of her knees, and now she's homeless. She doesn't live here in Georgia. Otherwise, I would open my doors to her. She lives in Chicago. But I want to pray for her that she heals quick and finds a place that she could call her home. She just went through a divorce too. So, but thank you so much on this prayer line. And I don't think we'll be next Tuesday. It's not Christmas, is it?
Yes.
No.
So it is.
No. We're only on the 12th, so we have two more weeks.
Okay. Well, anyway, everybody, be safe out there. Just pray to the Lord. Tell him everything you need, what you're going through. He knows everything that you're going through. Just open your heart to him, just like you said, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Because once you do that, it is smooth riding. Smooth riding.
Amen.
You will get your victory. And that I could say that I know that you will get your victory. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you for that Christmas carol on tonight. You are certainly in the spirit on tonight. Amen. The spirit of Christmas, which is the time that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we do touch and agree with you that God will get us to a point of smooth sailing, although it gets rough sometimes. I admit it, because I went through some stuff, and I didn't know that it could get so rough. At this point in my walk with God, I did not know it could get so rough. But the thing I do know about God is that he's faithful, and he will always bring us out. And that's what you were saying on tonight. God is faithful. You've been through a lot, and God brought you out. We thank God for your testimony. Father God, we thank God for Sister Maria tonight. We thank God for her testimony, God. Lord, we thank you for the song that she has in her heart, that she always comes with a song in her heart. Lord, we thank you for blessing her and keeping her. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the prophetic utterances that have been given to her over the years that have come to pass. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for all of the joy that she has, oh God, in her heart, that she has so much joy in her heart, God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that she has so much confidence in you and that you built her to a place of power, oh God, and authority, where she's walking in the fullness of that power and authority through your Holy Ghost, that she could just speak to the mountain and tell that mountain to be moved, and that mountain will be moved, Father God, and cast into the sea. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we have power and authority in our mouths and our words, and that we could just speak to every situation that tries to come and speak to us and make us act contrary to what you told us in your word. So, Lord, thank you for Sister Maria. Thank you for her son, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for her life. Thank you for her testimony. Thank you for her cousin Carmen, God. We pray for Carmen on tonight. In her absence, God, we ask, Father God, that you will touch Carmen, God, and give her peace, even as she's with her uncle who's in the hospital, God. We thank you and we praise you. We speak healing over her relative, God, that's in the hospital on tonight, God. We thank you for divine supernatural healing. We send healing over to the hospital, God. And we declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ that this man is healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of sickness and we declare wholeness over his life, God. In Jesus' mighty name, God, you are able to do all things but fail. So we release your fire on this life tonight for healing, for every person on this line that's sick in body, God. We release your fire for healing, God, in the name of Jesus. For every person, oh God, who's going through, we release your fire, oh God, for power, God. We release your fire for victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Sister Maria's friend, God. Lord, the one that's had surgery, that's homeless, we pray for healing over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for provision, God. Oh, even in this cold weather, Lord, that she would not be homeless, God, that she would have a place to lay her head, that someone would open up their doors, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural blessings being released on this prayer line tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Every need on this prayer line be met. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Release your favor on this prayer line, God. Release your glory on this prayer line. Release your Holy Ghost on this prayer line. Release your fire on this prayer line, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, God. You are worthy. God is so worthy. He's so worthy. You're worthy, God. We glorify your name, God. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy, God. We thank you, Jesus, for being on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for another touch. Touch everybody under the sound of my voice, God. Ignite your fire, God. in this place, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Jesus, right where you are. Just go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and magnify his name. God is here. He's worthy. You're worthy, God. And we praise you, oh God. And we worship your holy name. Because you alone are worthy, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you,
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, O God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive. Thank you. Glory be to God. But we thank God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for you. We believe in God that your friend is coming out of that situation.
Yes,
it's just a test.
Yes,
it's going to be a powerful testimony of God's goodness.
Yes, God.
She will get established.
Yes.
She will get, amen, reinstated to a good life and lifestyle. We believe in God that she's going to recover and God's going to restore her and renew her.
Ooh, glory.
In
Hallelujah.
Due season. Amen.
You,
to God be the glory. But well, we thank God for you.
Okay.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord tonight.
Ooh, I got caught up, Pastor.
When you was praying, I saw sickness fleeing.
Ooh. Glory, hallelujah.
I saw infirmities running.
Ooh, glory.
I saw demons evacuate.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
You took authority.
Mm.
The word says if there's any sick among you, bring them to the elders of the church.
Yes.
And they'll pray the prayer of faith.
Yes.
And the sick will recover. If any committed sin, they will be forgiven.
Yes.
And if any has fallen, they will be raised up.
Yes.
And when you prayed, I saw sickness leaving this place.
My God.
So receive it by faith, people of God, tonight. If there's sickness of any kind on this prayer line tonight, release your faith. With his stripes, you are already healed.
Yes.
It's already done. Receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. God will do it. God has already done it. It's according to your faith. Hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name,
my God,
if they would pray, I would minister healing in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for miraculous healing on tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for breakthrough in every area of life tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus for the manifestation of miracles on tonight.
God. Thank you.
We lift up Renee Jackson.
Yes, God.
We lift up Jackie Bowie.
Yes.
We lift up the Johnsons down in Florida.
Thank
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless them in the
Thank
mighty
you,
name of Jesus.
Praise
Do it, Lord. Remove every infirmity, every affliction. Hallelujah. We speak those things that be not as though they are.
You
say you sent your word that we might be healed to save us from our destruction. And God, we pray for Yari right now. We bind up the spirit of cancer.
Yes,
we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. So Lord, have your way. We speak life. We speak breakthrough. We speak in the name of Jesus healing and deliverance.
Yes,
as only you can.
Yes, Lord.
So God, right now, we know it's already done.
My God.
So we touch and agree with your word for the manifestation of your miraculous power being done in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for Yvette, God, right now. We pray for Sister Yvette, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for divine favor, oh, God. And Father God, thank you for supernatural resolution in her life, God, for whatever she's standing in the need of, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon her life. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to bless her and keep her, oh, God. And Father God, just give her favor and grace and mercy, oh, God, in every single area of her life. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of, and we lift her up to you on tonight, God. We lift up Mother Mae Thomas, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, for her life, God. Thank you for blessing her and keeping her, oh God, in your perfect peace, oh God. Continue to keep her strengthened and keep her in her body. Keep her healed, oh God, and delivered and set free. Keep her praise in her heart, a praise on her lips, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for Sister Rita, God. Thank you, Lord, even as she travels, oh God, even as she has traveled, bless her in her new location, even as she gets to a place of being situated, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God, just opening doors that no man can close, oh God, and closing doors, oh God, that you don't want to be opened, oh God, that no man can open. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for favor and grace and mercy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for provision, oh God, everything lining up, line up by line, precept upon precept. Lord, bless Minister Jamal, Prophet Jamal and his wife, Gail, Prophetess Gail, oh God, bless them, bless their marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them, oh God, Lord, keep them safe, oh God, from the hand of the devourer, oh God. We rebuke the devourer for their name's sake, and we speak blessings over this prayer line. We speak blessings over Prophet Jamal, Prophetess Gail, Mother Mae Thomas, all that have called in on tonight, God. Sister Carmen, oh God, Sister Rita, oh God, hallelujah, Cece, and the young lady that called, the other young lady that called, God, we speak blessings over their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We declare that they are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. We declare that breakthrough is in their homes. We declare that every financial need is met. We bind up fear and we bind up anxiety and we speak peace over every life on tonight. We bless Sister Maria, every caller, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, continue to have your way. Bless our household. Bless our daughter, Kayla. We bind up the spirit of alopecia trying to come back. We declare that every hair is numbered in the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Anthony. Thank you for healing his body. We declare that he is healed, my God, in the name of Jesus, for everything and every repercussion and every side effect, my God, every residue in the name of Jesus that will try to come over him, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for every marriage, for every family, for every home, my God, for every child. We pray for every child. We pray blessings over every child, young child, adult child, toddler, infant. We pray over every grandchild in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line. Bless the church, New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Bless this house, God, in the name of Jesus. Set those, bring committed folk, God. Bring the committed people with a mind to work, oh God. Those who will connect, oh God. Those who you have ordained to connect, we call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And bless every family that is connected to this church. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify your name, God. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we thank God, amen, for every caller tonight, every intercessor. We put our trust in Almighty God. God will bring you through. God will bring you out. There is no mountain too high. There is no valley too low. There is no situation too hard. He said to Sarah, is anything too hard for me?
Yes.
And the answer is no. God is bigger than cancer. God is bigger than debt. God is bigger than HIV and AIDS. God is bigger and greater than anything that the devil can do to us or from us. We thank God, amen, that he is in control. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge God. He'll show you what to do. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, we don't see any more hands raised, and I believe the people of God, as we touch and agree tonight, amen, God got the glory, and God is already moving on behalf of the people on tonight. To God be all the glory. Please sow a seed into the ministry. It's just amazing. We stand in the gap, and we're believing for your families and your marriage and your business and your ministry, and God is able, church. God is able, people of God. Let him do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever think, ask, or imagine. So bless new creation if you can. NCCMonline.org. Hit the donate button, and we would be just so ever grateful allowing you to help us keep the doors of new creation open. We thank God for you tonight. Mm-hmm. So we'll be here tomorrow for Word Wednesday. There's going to be a powerful word from the Lord in our midweek service online. Please, if you can tune in, you will not be disappointed. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. We're going to go off with a song, but please join us Sunday, 12:30 p.m., Hallelujah, 1482 Maple Avenue. Our services start at 12:30 p.m., and we have a powerful service waiting for those of you in this New Jersey local area. To God be the glory. Good night. We love each and every one of you. Be here tomorrow night, 7:30. God bless. Good night.
You move mountains.